grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
Good afternoon. Kia ora.
Indeed it is, actually. Indeed it is.
It is. Beautiful day to be in lockdown. What was that music you were playing before, by the way?
That was, gee whiz, what was it? What were we playing before?
Got me in the mood.
How long ago?
Oh, wait, yeah, no, it was. I was playing that, hang on, you just carry on, I'll find the record. It was on a vinyl, mate. Hang on.
Okay, right, okay. Well, speaking of getting in the mood, I hope everyone is. But, you know, I was thinking on it today. You know, lockdown, it can be, you know, as we discussed last week, it can be a big source of anxiety for people. It's a pretty odd situation. And it can be odd again when things change, you know, and different rules for different people around the country and things. It kind of, you know, it can be, it's an odd, stressful time for a lot of people, right? But and people have different ways of coping.
And music is one of them. I've actually found the track, mate. It's Ian Anderson with Bure. Bure.
Right.
So there you go.
Note of that.
Just we got closure there. I needed us to sort of round that up.
Yeah, I needed that too. It was missing in my life. there's a new website because, of course, you know, as I say, people can have various issues or needs or whatever during their lockdown. And so if you check out thelevel.org.nz, it's just launched this week.
That's right.
It's got a really good guide for safer drug use in lockdown. And, you know, non-judgmental, but just things that everyone should have a read of. But so that's good, the level organs there, that's really good, because, you know, and one of the things that they're saying on there, of course, is services and things are still available. They haven't stopped. So really good to know that if people that you know, are having issues or anything like that or need to access drug treatment services, but it's still all available.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We're actually running some ads on BFM at the moment. So it's interesting you bring it up.
Excellent. A couple of studies that came out this week that are kind of relating, if we think about, you know, the effects on people's behavior and that. And this was a study done in Colorado where they looked at heavy drinkers enrolled in a treatment program. And if they had access to cannabis or the days that they had access to cannabis, they weren't heavy drinkers. And if they didn't have access to cannabis, then they were heavy drinkers, even though they were in treatment and that. So I thought that was really interesting.
Mm.
And another study that came out of America that looked at all the places where it's legalized versus all the places that haven't, and that's about, you know, half the country, half of America now is legalized. Youth tobacco use significantly declined in the cannabis legal, cannabis friendly places and you know, not in the other places. So again, it's, you know, that if we had cannabis legal here, we'd have less heavy drinking and fewer teens taking up the baccy.
Becky. Well, does the vape come in, is that kind of in the same realm, or is that, do they just
vape,
do it with tobacco, like actual tobacco, or is it like studied with vape and nicotine, or you know what
yeah,
I mean, because I feel
sure.
like we, I feel I, like I smoking presume... is pretty much like, so yeah, no one's really smoking tobacco.
Everyone's vaping.
Yeah, no,
I presume that under they would have counted both, but yeah, I can drill down and say detail and find out, but yeah, presumably they counted both as because it's just substituting one type for another.
Right on. Yeah. Nice one.
Yeah. Meanwhile, local news. Speaking of lockdowns, some youth. I don't know if they're youth actually. Some blokes, some men.
Fully grown men.
Caught at the checkpoint. Youth get the bad name, of course, but they caught at the checkpoint. With a bong.
What sort of bong? What sort of bong? Like a Jim Beam or
bong with a G? By
Galliano
the way.
Bottle? What sort of bong are you talking about?
It's a bong alert. An actual bong. B-O-N-G. And makes great clickbait for the Herald. Bizarre excuse used by two men with bong in their car at the police Auckland checkpoint. The bizarre excuse is under a photo the photo they've used is of a hippie with some weedy sunglasses.
I saw that. John just showed me. That's why I cracked up. I was like, this is so vintage. It's so vintage.
A bag of cannabis and a toy gun found in the
car. I suppose it's
car.
Better than showing like an axe-wielding murderer. You know, we've come somewhere from the 50s at least.
But their bizarre excuse apparently was that they don't watch the news. They weren't aware of the lockdown. Okay.
Fair enough.
That's one of the tips that was on the level ORBNZ. On that website we talked about, the level, one of the tips was be aware of the lockdown rules. Don't put other people in danger.
No, totally.
And if you're heading out and about to use your drugs, well, don't. But let people know where you are and what you're doing.
But also, if you're hearing this right now and you're about to head out, maybe just check and see if there's a massive pandemic on. Have a look outside. But also, if you don't know that this is going on right now, power to you. That's so mint. It's actually impressive. Like
living in a
bubble,
rock. Living under a rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, your weed might be laced, so just go and get that checked out by someone as well.
Yes. So stay at home, but let people know what you're up to, so that in case you have any issues, freaking out, and possibly more related to other things. But someone's going to be chopping at home or something.
Yeah.
But interesting, anyway, that article, the big thing from the police's point of view is that they were breaching a lockdown, not the bomb.
Yeah.
So it was just a warning. It's just a warning and go home.
I once got pulled over in a station wagon, actually on Queen Street, and I had a plastic like homemade bong with like the hose poking out of it, and they didn't see it, luckily. But it was just so careless. It was just in the back of like a station wagon, just sitting there, sort of proud ass, just traveling around with my shit bong. Man, I was awesome.
Love it. What else is in the news? We have two of New Zealand's leading medical cannabis companies a couple of days ago on Radio New Zealand. And this is Rua Bioscience and Cannasau saying the medical cannabis approvals process is causing delays. And which of course it is. We've talked about this quite a lot, and the gist of it being, as the CEO of Rua, Rob Mitchell, has said, some of it's just an interpretation. It's getting lost in interpretation, and we've ended up with accidentally perhaps these really super strict rules. But as they've noted, everyone's got the same goal, including the officials and the politicians, of getting safe, affordable products to patients. But, perhaps accidentally or for whatever reason, the COVID pandemic, whatever it is, we've ended up with a really strict set of rules. Yeah. And hopefully we can get those revisited, because it's interesting that even two of New Zealand's biggest and most well-funded companies are saying, hey, there's something up with the scheme and we need to change it.
Right.
And it comes just as, in fact, they've both posted some pretty huge losses. Rua, in their case, $4.4
million. Wow.
And Canna South, $2 million in 6 months. So, it's an expensive business, that's for sure.
Does this issue need to get before the government does anything about it and maybe loosens some of these rules around the medicinal cannabis?
Do we need to start getting the government sort of buying shares in this cannabis situation? Is that happening? I'm just being realistic. I'm just being realistic here.
But the personal connection is often what it takes, right?
Yes.
Someone making contact through writing or whatever it is, but bumping into them, obviously not on level four here, but someone gets cut through whereas other people don't. So, the more people that try and make contact and say, hey, I want better access to this, or this is what's happening in my family, or this is what has happened to my mother or father or whoever it is, the more people that get that across to the politicians and really show that something needs to change and we're actually out of step with the rest of the world. We haven't legalized it in a way that we're leading the world, which is kind of what we thought. We've done it in a way where we're kind of trailing them, and we still will, and we're not going to have the same access. And that's an equity issue, that other people can have access to cannabis products just based on where they live. But in New Zealand, it's a equity issue based on your income. If you can afford it, then you can have access to medical cannabis. You can get your prescription and get it renewed every month and rah, rah, rah. But if you can't afford that, then you don't get access. For that reason alone, they really need to look at it.
Mm, it's the actual worst, really.
Mm,
Chris, was there anything else in the news this week?
Oh, mate, what else have we got happening? It's first Thursday, officially, on K Road. And obviously no one's open. But at home, why don't you do your first Thursday, roll up a doobie, get yourself a cocktail, have a kind of weird conversation with someone, maybe just talk to the wall, I don't know.
The mirror? Just talk to the mirror.
Yeah, no, it's not K Road, hey. Get together with your buddies and have a virtual, you know, hangout, I don't know, but do a virtual first Thursday. I'll be concentrating on the week, but if anyone wants to have a cocktail, then you know, you go for it.
Nice one, mate. And the Hemp Store. Open online?
Yeah. Website's going for your essential stuff. You know, you need some warm clothing for these cold times. And some hemp makes a great cleaner. It's got antibiotic and antibacterial, antifungal properties and all these sort of things. So there's a bunch of that kind of stuff, hemp foods that are very nutritious. We can supply all of those and everything else. You know, once you're into level 3, we'll pop those out straight away. So, feel free to get in there and put in your order And likewise with all the other interesting local Auckland businesses, you know, that really need your support right now. Not the big chains are actually making a mint out of these lockdowns, but
Totally.
It's all the little businesses, you know, that are struggling.
Yes. Mm. Bang on. Think about your local business.
I've been on TradeMe, so.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, take it easy out there, mate. We'll catch up with you next Thursday for Marijuana Media. All things DAC.
Likewise. And hope everyone's got enough weed out there. And like I said last week, if you haven't, then do a telemedicine with your doctor and get something delivered to your home from a pharmacy. You know, it's all possible. But like I said, it is a bit of an issue about whether you can afford it. But it's certainly possible. And the more people that try and do that, or at least, you know, get across to their politicians the difficulties around that, you know, the more the better. So, yeah, right on.
Sure, man. Thank you very much.
Sweet ass. See ya.
Bye. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.